I got about 10 minutes or so left.
How long does it take you to get home?
If I go straight home, it takes me about an hour and 20 minutes. But I have to stop and change vehicles. I drop the truck off and get in the excursion and finish the trip, the rest of the trip home.
It's not the kind of vehicle you want to leave just sitting around the front yard.
Be too bad up here where I'm at. Just can't get in there. It's a problem.
Well, so I heard you got you another antenna up. What did you put up?
2 meter 440 vertical, and then I put up a 2 meter beam that I got from AK's estate. The vertical is a Tram 1481. It's about 17 foot tall, and it's on a little over 50 foot tall mast.
That's good. So you're kind of what you heard you say, you kind of backed up against a mountain.
If you're looking down in the valley, the mountain, the repeater's on. The repeater's on the other side of it from where I'm at. I'm right up against the base of the mountain, so right where it starts up.
Thinking about having a remote station at my sister's place up in Maggie Valley, but she's kind of, she's just down in the valley there, and I'm not sure, even though she's up about 4,000 feet, I'm not sure it would give me much an advantage.
Hey, Jeff, I do okay, except south where the mountain's right up against me. But to the north and the east and west, I do pretty good.
Humongous trees in the backyard. They're real tall. And she is up. She's not like right on the street level of Maggie Valley. It is partially up the side of the mountain, but it's not very far up. So I just, I'd be curious to see. I'd like to go over there and shoot me up a dipole or something and just and take my radio up there and see what it'll do.
Do pretty good. Might be surprised. Be something to have a little fun with. Just give it a try.
Doing that because it's hard to get your hands on another Wyndham. I really like this thing here at the house.
I've heard a couple guys around there use that antenna. I think they buy it up at the wireman's place, don't they?
W2T Mobile.
Going so well. How you doing, Rusty?
I'm going to say something nice to you. And I'll tell you, yeah, you can get that. Is that a Carolina Wyndham that you have there?
You have this big target on your back, and so do I. I can dish it out, but I can take it too. Yeah, I've got a Carolina Wyndham. I got the short version of 6 meter through 80. Mine doesn't do 160.
Does carry that antenna and both of them up there, and he's got both of them. And they're not too badly priced. I mean, his and also, but they're nice things. I'm going to get me. I don't know whether I'm going to go ahead and get the wire to redo my loop or get me one of the longer Wyndhams. Go ahead to the other station. I can't remember who that is.
KO4HKX, how are you doing today?
For a while, I'm doing a little bit better. I felt like I was out floating this morning when I had to do some running around. So, you know, I was looking to see if I could find me a boat somewhere. But anyway, I'm on my way to choir rehearsal, so good to hear you, Patrick. Your voice sounds a little bit different than it does. You must be on your radio at home, not in your truck.
Tom, right now, but my sinuses are giving me a fit, so that's why I sound different right now.
Go ahead, David.
tell you. And the pollen hadn't really kicked up yet. It's that's on its way though, I'm sure.
Something that just started in the last few years. Used to never really bother me, but the last couple of years it's really got to me.
Patrick, and it'll really affect you, because I used to never be bothered by pollen, but now it drives me nuts. Well, guys, I just want to throw my 2 cents worth in there. I've arrived at the church, and I need to go on in and gather up my book and head on into the choir, into the rehearsal area. We'll catch both of you later. Y'all have a good one. And 73's WUTT.
Well, have a good choir rehearsal, and they're always a lot of fun. And, sing pretty. We'll talk to you later. WUTT KB4CBA. Go ahead, Patrick.
73's Rusty. Good to hear you from you today. And glad you're doing okay. KO4HK.
KI4DOS.
How are you today?
I'm good, Patrick. Just peeking at you a little bit. Hey, David. Hey, and bye, Rusty. I just got in the car. I'm going to run down here to the store. I'm about to run out of my bad habit, and I got to go replace it.
For CBA, I hate it when my bad habit runs out.
Hey, I hate that. I tried to keep mine at the first of the year. KO4HK.
One I got, I guess that's all right. I'm trying to get rid of it, but if you don't have but one bad habit, that's not too bad, I don't think.
Somebody's got something, whether they admit it or not. Soft drinks were mine, and I quit drinking them at the first of the year. Just was getting to me.
I knew, I knew I'd had too many soft drinks when I, one day at work, working at John Finger, it was about 95 degrees in the shade, and I drank 5 2-liters that day, and I said, well, I think that's a little bit too much, so I switched to water.
Soft drinks yet, but that's another one that's on my list to get rid of. I've arrived here at the store. I'm going to jump out. I'll be back in a few minutes. KB4CBA, KO4HKX, KF4DOS.
KB4CBA.
So far, I've done good. Since the first of the year, I've only had about a half of a 12-ounce Pepsi, so I consider I'm doing pretty good. I was drinking, like Steve, I was drinking, 7, 8, 20 bottles a day.
And I bought 2 sodas or 2 drinks. I said to myself, I'm gonna quit. About 5.5 years ago, and I've been drinking water ever since. No tea, no coffee, no soda.
Switched completely to water yet. I have to do it a little slower. I got low blood sugar, so if I do it real quick, I get a real bad headache and get shaking real bad, so I have to take it a little slower. I'm still drinking some sweet tea every now and then.
Well, I'm paying all this money for this thing, and I can just drink the water. I do use them flavored water packs and everything. I do just use them.
I just can't stand the aftertaste of that artificial sweetener in any of them. So I just want to go straight water.
Got one of them soda streams there. That does pretty good. If you had the house and everything, but some of them packs of water, they do taste funny.
gentlemen, I have arrived at the house, so I'm going to run in the house. Get ready for the evening. Good to talk to both of you. Be careful out there. And,
have a good one. Talk to you later, KB4CPA.